Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 everyone. How's everybody out there in Radio Land tonight? It's your guy. You got Brother Michael right here, the Tree Shaker. Good evening, everyone. Again, it's that time. Welcome to Old People Power Radio Show on this first day of January 2022. I'm excited about the progress that we are expecting this year, and I'm dedicated to making sure that our brothers and sisters have the best right-of-way in which to define their defining moments, you know, revolutionary, stability, diabolical control, so forth and so on. I'm your host with the most, again, Brother Michael, better known as Baba Witafa, the father of many nations, and also the Tree Shaker. Let's not forget that part. All right, all right, all right. I'm here to give you what you're tuned in for, so listen in. Let's be inspired by tonight's program. Tonight's program, we're going to have Brother Bomani, and he's going to be talking about a institution, basically, of fundamental principles and ideas that he started with the Freedom and Justice Now movement, and he's going to be lacing us up on the gets and goes and gets and out about what's going on. But before we get to that point tonight, we want to first take a station break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what it is that he wants to do with this great revolutionary movement. And let's all give him his ear and give him his attention, y'all, because this is going to be some deep topics, and we want everybody to participate, pitch in, and let us know what you think about it. But right now, we're going to get with a little bit of Cool in the Gang. Yes, yes. Y'all don't know nothing about that Cool in the Gang. I thought I was the only one to know about that. All right. We're just going to do it like we know to do it. We ain't going to play with it tonight. Straight up.
Not even a little bit.
Something else, you come to the wrong spot. Thank you. All right. Radio Land, it's your guy again, the Tree Shaker, Baba Wutapfa, Father of Many Nations. Again, we want to thank your audience tonight. We have got a very inspired program tonight by, again, Brother Bomani from South Carolina. And he's going to be talking to us a great deal tonight about his new movement that he started and its importance to us as African-Americans here in the Western Hemisphere and of course, abroad. We're going to be talking about the political actions and the social actions for social reform, which are designed with you in mind, self-autonomy, self-determination, in order for us to get a better independent feel of why we need to break away from these fallacies, false, fake democracy that we are subjected to, and also, therefore, taking back our consent to basically be slaves here in the United Snakes of America. So, ooh, that's really deep, y'all. So, without any further ado, I'm going to ask the brother here to talk to us. And Brother Bomani, talk to us. What's going on? What you doing here tonight, man?
Peace. Peace and love, brother. How you doing tonight?
Peace, my man. I'm doing, oh, brother, automatically good. Brother, when I hear your voice and brother revolutionaries, I'm great.
You sound like you're ready. You're ready to get on. Get it on.
Oh, man,
it's the first
sir.
Of the month, y'all. Day one. This is not a new year. This is the same old, same old. Just in case you didn't know, that was the winter solstice that had passed by, and that was the rebirth of the sun. The sun has now started its journey back to the summit in the northern hemisphere, which when it hits June 20th, it'll be another solstice. It'll be the summer solstice this time. Again, that won't be the start of the year. You know, they have us so discombobulated. We don't know heads from tails, truth from false, right from wrong. We don't know when the beginning of the year is. We're so thrown. That's what this oppression has done to us. We've lost our sense of direction. And due to our disconnect from our ancestral knowledge, you know, it has morphed into a lack of self-determination, a lack of being able to determine what's good on our own volition. We have to ask other people which way to go, what we should be doing, because we have a disconnect with reality. You know, again, here we are wishing each other, you know, Happy New Year according to their dictate. You know, this is January 1st. This is the middle of, not the middle of winter. It's the beginning of winter. Mm-hmm. So winter is the ending of a cycle. But spring is the beginning of the cycle. But that's still not the New Year's. You know, we have a lack of understanding of what the New Year is. The New Year is the beginning of the cycle of keeping time. And a lot of people don't grasp that time is not kept by the seasons, because, you know, everybody doesn't have the same seasons here on planet Earth at the same time. So that's not how we can detail time. Time is detailed by the cycles of the heavens, of the stars, the constellations. You know, we've become so detached from our higher self, you know, we don't even look up anymore. We were so busy, you know, droning on. Now these phones that they've given us are a major disconnect from nature, which has us even more dysfunctional, which sends us down a whole other half of issues that we're going to have to deal with. But the first thing we need to deal with is getting our bearings and knowing when the beginning of the year is. That would be crucial. There's ancestry that we have. Our illustrious ancestors kept plenty of calendars. But when we look for the oldest calendar, we have to look to the motherland. You know, we look to the motherland and look at the ancients. Look at our ancient ancestors, those who developed calendars long, long, long ago. They've been keeping watch on the skies for generations and still do. But this information isn't popular. This isn't mainstream information. But yet we do still have these institutions that keep track of time.
Okay.
The calendar, the date today isn't 2022, actually. It's 4/21, actually. The new year started back in September. September 11th, actually, was New Year's Day.
I want to know about that movement, though, brother. I want to know what, you know, this progressive political stand and action that we're talking about, and I want to know what we need to do to join and this thing rolling, because I want it.
I understand.
I want others
to understand that. But first, let's lay down the foundation of our misdirect, and it's our lack of being on code, understanding that time is of the essence. And timing is very crucial to success. You know, when you start off the year at the wrong time, you know, there's a lot of other things that's going to go wrong. And that's what's been happening. We've been off sync. So in order to get back on sync, we have to have the truth, because it's the truth that sets us free. So
okay.
Starting with the truth of the fact that we've had a calendar before this Gregorian calendar was put into effect. So we definitely need to do some backtracking to understand the calendar system of before so we can get back on track. That would be something that we can get on this year. We can get back on track this year, this September. We can actually begin to right the wrongs and readjust our coordinates and get our bearings, get back on course. The course we need to be on is self-determination. That's the business. We need to be determining our policies, what we celebrate, when we celebrate, who we celebrate. And that's going to take a shift in our minds and our hearts. So the thing about understanding the time issue is crucial. But it's only to start, because we're going to have to take our time and put our energy and effort into correcting the wrongs, to correcting the imbalances, starting with the lack of self-determination, the lack of self-government, the lack of self-control that we have been experiencing over our own lives since coming in contact with our historical oppressors. So these are things that we're going to have to take into consideration and make adjustments for and deal with appropriately. Starting with the truth, because everybody has heard the saying, it's the truth that sets us free.
Mm-hmm.
So free to do what is the question. Justice is the answer. Free to be who we are. And we are just who we are. We are the originals. We're the original man and woman of Earth. So understanding that is a foundation that we can build on. That would give us the authority to act on our own behalf, since we understand that we are the original, that we were the first people. You know, we're the prototypes. We're the ones that everybody has been following the lead of. It's just that we have had amnesia. We've been dethroned. And it's not over until we no longer contest the way things are. They say that they have conquered us. They said that we're a conquered people, that we're a broken people. And I'm going to have to agree. At this point in time, it does look like we have been conquered, that there's no more fighting us, if you look from the wrong angle, that is. But there's plenty of fight left. There's plenty of opportunity for progress. And since this is a new cycle with the year 2022 now in play, we can take the opportunities to make the most of the time we have. This month coming up, we have Martin Luther King Day, Now, this brother was murdered by this government.
Sure. Mm. That's
they,
right.
They assassinated this brother.
And
that's
yet
right. He celebrate. We still participate in the system that he himself said that he felt that he was leading us astray into a burning house, that he was wrong, that integration wasn't the policy, that didn't work for us. He was just thinking that we needed to focus on other areas. Human rights was what he suggested, not civil rights. And nobody has taken up the charge since then. Jesse Jackson hasn't. Al Sharpton hasn't. Anybody else that you want to name, nobody's taking up the fight to secure our people and our right to self-determination here. No one has stepped to the beast to do battle for our rights of self-determination. And it's not even a battle. That's the beauty of it. It's so, they have us so psyched out psychologically that we fight ourselves. We defeat ourselves before we even attempt to resist anything that they have tried to impose on us. We're now our own worst enemies. We're running to them. We're running to them to tell on each other. We're running to them to get their poison. So we have to make some adjustments. That's the first order of business. We have some adjusting to do.
Let me make a comment, and we'll come back. Let me make a comment. Excuse me, bro. Let me make a comment, and then I want you to, we're going to take a station break. They're waving at me. And then when we take a station break, remember where you left off there, because, brother, you've got me excited. But I just wanted to make a comment about, you said, the Martin Luther King Day. Well, I do not support it. Let me say this, number one. How am I going to say you can appease me, federal government, and here it is, you're killing my people every day. We put our hands up. And you want me to recognize something, it has to be something wrong with it for you to come back and knowing it and admit and get a lawsuit filed on you saying that you killed the brother Martin Luther King. And then you're going to say, oh, we're going to make an appeasement to the people and we're going to let them celebrate every, depending on which day his birthday comes on, whether it's on the 25th, 15th, 19th. First of all, that's a malarkey, brother. I mean, if you're going to get this man a birthday, give it on his birthday. Don't put it on the 28th, 26th, 29th. Okay, so, and matter of fact, too, like I said, I am who do not support any government sanctions of any recognition of our people because, number one, I'm getting ready to get off here. Well, y'all got me fired. I'm going to give you a floor when I get back here. But, again, you still owe me reparations and you ain't gave me. Let me go right back quick, y'all. We'll be right back. This is Baba Wutaf, Old People Power Radio. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Rocking the house up in and tonight. Yours truly, giving it to you the way you want it. Straight like that. The sooner you give, average white friend. Here in Oklahoma City is 13, freezing below zero. Wow.
Don't you be afraid.
right, this is yours truly, Baba Witafa, right here with Old People Power Radio. We're doing it for you and yours, and of course me and mine. It's about that progress, not regress, straight up like that. And if you're looking for lies, deceit, or half-truths, you're in the wrong spot tonight. Again, we're here with Brother Bomani, South Carolina. He's in here to talk about what he is doing with the Freedom Now, Freedom and Justice Now movement. And again, we've been talking with him. We're going to get a brother some more time here, a lot of more time, as a matter of fact. I did cut you off earlier, but again, I hope you remember where you left off at. So, Brother Bomani, go back on it while we're at it, brother. Talk to me.
Yeah, let me make a quick statement about the Freedom and Justice Now movement. I'm actually part of the Black Liberation Movement. And
okay.
I am a humanitarian, and I have been studying international law. And
good.
I am a humanitarian intervention specialist. What that means is that I actually intervene and aid and assist in the intervention when people's rights are being violated. That's one of the most important things that an individual can do, is aid and assist somebody who is being oppressed. You know, that automatically, instantly makes their life better. It's something that we can do instantly to make the world a better place, is by doing things to make situations better, not just for ourselves, but for others. Now, the movement for freedom and justice is something that has been going on since we've been invaded on this land here. Our ancestors were invaded on our homelands by invaders. So the freedom and justice movement has been going on a very long time, since the Caucasians came out of the Caucasus Mountains and started invading globally. We've been in this fight. So this is nothing new, but this is a reminder of what's been going on, and to call people's attention to the business of resisting. We have to resist. If we don't resist, we lose. If we don't fight, we die. Simple as that. We're dealing with world-class oppressors here. These people want domination. That they want full and total control over everything. So we have to understand what we're dealing with here. This is not just something that will just go away hopefully one day. We're going to have to organize ourselves. And we're going to have to do it now.
So we have to have some revolutionary type of ideas that are mixed in with our social, political, and economic aspects as well, then, right? I mean, am I right on that, or what's going on with that?
You're spot on, brother. We're going to need a code of conduct, actually, that will help us. That will help us craft solutions. You know, there's no one size fit all solution, because we're not monolithic and we're not in one area. We're everywhere, and we have different aspects and different values when it comes to certain beliefs. You know, people who live by the ocean believe in eating fish. You know, people who live by the woods, you know, they probably know more about foraging than fishing, unless they live by a similar lake. So, you know, according to where we are is what we need. But we are all dealing with the system of white supremacy. And that's the common denominator. We're dealing with genocide. We're dealing with mass incarceration.
Definitely.
We're dealing with medical and food apartheid. We're dealing with homelessness. So there are a lot of issues that we should be focusing on.
Are you saying for a self-autonomy, are you saying that we become a black nation within the United States nation? What are you saying? That's what I just got a caller wanted to know on the screen. What are we saying? Do you want us to be a nation within a nation or part of the United States? What's going on?
No, we definitely don't want to be a part of the United States. We want autonomy. We want to have autonomous zones right where we are. We're not in the United States, actually. We're in America. The United States is a 10-square-mile parcel of land between Virginia and Maryland.
Okay.
So that's an area that's been set aside known as the District of Columbia. That's a federal,
jurisdiction
that they have. But what we're doing is, under international law, exercising our natural rights of self-determination.
That's what we're looking for. Come on, brother. Now you're talking to me. Come on. Go ahead.
The natural rights that we have dictate that we are able to exercise our consent to a government of our own. We choose, independently of what anybody else thinks or believes, our own way of life, our own policies, our own
system. A black nation with an already established nation then, right?
Yes, indeed. Not within.
Okay, that's what we need.
No, on the land. We're not within a nation. We're independent. There's no within a nation. I mean,
what I'm trying to say is you don't want to abide by the laws that are set in the United States government as it is today. You want separate laws. That's what I'm trying to get at, brother. Separate laws,
yes,
separate education systems, separate properties. That's what I'm getting at. Do we want all that?
Yes, indeed. We want autonomy. We want to be able to govern our areas and ourselves. That's the business.
Now, what if some of the conservatives say, hold up, man, y'all just trying to be different because y'all mad, y'all came over here and you didn't get your education, you will till the land, you made America so great, y'all just mad, and man, just go ahead and just accept what you got and let's keep it like it is. What is your argument to that?
I don't argue. I don't even hear them. That's totally irrelevant to the conversation. I'm not talking to them in the first place. I'm talking to us and ours.
Yes, you are talking to him, brother, because that's the name of the show is, and they're asking you questions because somebody might want to join you, but if you don't tell them why
I'm
they should,
about,
you're wasting their time.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the other people, those who don't have our best interests in mind, those who have sided with our enemies.
I'm talking about those people.
But those who are curious and want to know why and how, most definitely, I invite dialogue.
Yeah, those people that I was talking about here today, that are normal listeners, the ones right here, I mean, man, they're on spot because they like what they're on. I mean, they beat me here. Sometimes I got to let them know, hey, y'all ain't ready yet, but give me 10 more minutes, we'll get back. Those are one interested here, brother, man, because we're giving them an outlet that they hadn't had before. You know what I mean? And more people are growing. We got them in Denver and all over. That's what I'm trying to get you to. You know, give them some reason or why to keep listening and whether they can become a part
adult,
of it.
Any self-respecting adult should be excited about having their voice heard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is part of manhood and womanhood, is be able to speak for yourself.
Okay.
So definitely they should be excited about standing up and fulfilling their God-given destiny as a man and a woman, or a woman.
Amen.
So,
oh, man, they're on it, though. Brother, I'm telling you, they got them people out here. Brother, let me tell you something. These people here want to know why we are so down, distraught. They have some of their brothers and sisters in prisons and jail today, homeless on the street. And they want to, like I said, basically get a movement, which, again, we're going to probably do next week, a show on that, is the autonomy of getting away from the slavery, suffering, and death syndrome that some of us are still in. But let me cut you off right quick before I get back, and we're going to take another station break. Y'all, this is yours truly, Baba Wetafa, right here, Old People Power Radio. We're going to give you more in store of what you're hoping for.
Thank you.
Come on now. Y'all heard them. Y'all heard them brothers talking about that truth. Get ready, y'all. Move over. So we mean business. This is January 1st, 2022. Get ready. I'll look for Freddy. Bottom line. The road is wide. We got to step it so we can't hit it. Bottom line. Your show, People Power Radio, right here in Oklahoma City, give you more of what you hoping for. All right, wake up everybody. No more sleeping in bed, y'all. That is a very true statement. I played it at that particular time because we are here tonight talking about with Brother Bomani from South Carolina. He's given us a little bit of what we can use as far as independence and autonomy, self-determination, and breaking away from this not-so-freedom, just inequality that this United Snakes government refused to recognize its original citizens who in and of themselves made America what it is today. Long before the discovery of so-called Columbus, not Columbus, Columbus, we've been here long before those idiots and fools, rapos and things like that came to here to the Western Hemisphere. Again, we're talking with Brother Bomani, and we are talking about what's going on in our world today. We want to first go now very briefly to give some of our listeners a little bit of opportunity to tell us a little bit about what they've heard so far. And if you have some questions for Brother Bomani, I'm sure he'd be willing to give you what you need to hear. Let me go to 302-897. I'll not get the rest of your number out. Are you on? I guess they're just listening in. Let's go to, I think I remember this.
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
Oh, go ahead on. Talk to me, brother. What's going on? Tell us your name and where you're from and what you do.
Yes, my name is Daniel Gerridge Sr. I'm a human rights policy officer. I'm with the People's Government of Detroit. And also a good friend and fellow comrade of Bomani. So I'm just here listening because I'm a strong supporter of exactly what we're doing, our independence for self-determination. That's what I'm here for. Thank you.
Hey, brother, man, thank you very much. Okay, so let me ask you a question. How long have you been in the movement now, brother? I mean, this is very important.
I've been here since 2016. I started with Comrade Ramzu Yunus in Highland Park, Michigan, July 4th, 2016.
Man, y'all got a lightning rod program that's going on down. I've already visited the internet. I mean, you brothers and sisters up there taking y'all community back, man. Y'all trying to show out up in that way.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
and we're
sir.
Trying,
that's our intention.
And we're trying to, come on, and we're trying to rub the sun. That electricity is rubbing off on us. And I just want to let you know that, brother, man, because if you listen to me when I take a personal on me, I'm fired up like this all the time. This is not a front with me. This is me 24 hours a day. Go to my Facebook page, Instagram, wherever you want to go. This is me. Bottom line, to help them other suckers. I mean that. Bottom line.
Yes,
but, okay,
sir.
Yeah, brother, man.
Yes,
so I hope that you can tune in more. And if you got an idea for a show you want to do, again, this is y'all's radio show. I'm just here just to host it for you. You know what I mean? If you think somebody we need to talk about
Thank
Donald
you.
Duck running down the street. You know, so, okay then. Appreciate
you, sir.
You, brother. Stay on. Don't leave us.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be standing on the side. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead. I think you said something, Bomani. You said something?
Salute, Brother Bear.
Salute, Comrade Bomani. Salute to all the comrades online. Salute, Comrade Tomiko.
Yes, that's who I think I see. She called herself trying to hide from me. She can't get away from me because I see that number, 937. Yeah, come on, Sister Tomiko. Come on. You can't hide. What's going on with you? What you been doing? Oh, she must be doing something else too well. Anyhow, Sister Tomiko, can you, 937-718 number? All right, we'll go back to Brother Bomani. She'll probably come back on. She usually waits almost to the end to speak out anyhow, so that's great. Okay, so let's go back to Brother Bomani. Bomani, so you said that the Freedom and Now movement has been going on, Freedom and Now Justice movement going on for years and years and years and years. Why have we not caught fire to it yet? I mean, it seems like we have not. I mean,
actually, what I said is the Black Liberation Movement has been going on for a long time. The reigniting of the movement since Michael Brown, the murder of Michael Brown was really the point that reignited the movement of our people to resist being exterminated. So the movement has been gradually building back into what it was before, but in the 21st century, it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed. Things have gone viral. You know, there's cameras on every hand. So now we're able to see things instead of just hear about them. You know, we're able to understand what's going on in our cities as a crime against the population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the administrations that get less than 20% of the vote. I've seen people get 10% of the vote and win office. That's not democracy. That's not democracy. So that's not even a legitimate election if you don't have enough people participating in it.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that we're going to pay attention to. You know, we need to know who's for us.
So,
and
so
where
what
we stand.
Okay, go ahead. So I just want to say, are you trying to say that the Electoral College is a joke, or what are you talking about here? Tell me. I'm trying to get us all in. So, in other words, Donald Trump didn't have, when he ran for president this year, Joe Biden now distanced him on almost every state and every county in the United States, but they say the Electoral College is the one that elects them with 270 electoral votes. So what I'm trying to tell y'all is that our voice is just something to participate in, because if that were not the case, what would we need an electoral college for us to legislate? If you won 99 people in Oregon and another guy won 57 in Tennessee, that should be the deciding vote. In other words, from tabulate all the votes up without somebody. In other words, brother man, what I'm trying to tell you is absolutely right. The political party picks who they want to become president. You understand what I'm getting at? To make it look like we're doing it.
This is how they scam the people, most definitely. Voting in a system that is established by somebody else counts the votes, you're going to lose. Simple as that.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Electoral College, their politics, their elections, we shouldn't even pay attention to. No, they have
made
no dog
of
in the
delegates.
Fight.
Yes.
Yeah, there's nobody in there for us. So why should we even pay attention to it? We're not going to win the trophy. Neither team is ours. So what difference does it make? What we need to be focusing on is our local jurisdictions, establishing order amongst ourselves. That's the first order.
Okay.
To agree with each other.
I got to cut you off. I got to cut you off, brother. I got a station break. I'll be right back. You already know this is Super Power Radio, yours truly. Baba Witafa, Father of Many Nations. We are here with Brother Bomani and other well-distinguished guests. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Which one of the following foods is absolutely killing your testosterone level? Eggs, flaxseed, milk, bananas, asparagus, oatmeal, or chicken? And I know all those foods sound healthy, but the truth is one of them is completely destroying your manhood. And I'll tell you which one it is in just a few minutes, plus three more testosterone-killing foods that are probably in your kitchen right now.
I don't even weigh 210 pounds. You lost me. That's insane.
My total journey is 210.1. I now went from a 6XL. I can now say that I'm in a large.
Week 10, down 107 pounds.
You're jacked now.
This has been the best shape I've ever been in my whole life.
I get further and further in. By the time I hit the 90 days, I had lost right at 30 pounds, and my jeans were falling off of them.
I lost 53 pounds. I would say that it far exceeded my expectations.
Testosterone is what makes a man a man. But if you're eating foods that raise your estrogen, you're never going to have high testosterone.
I've been eating healthy for years,
And I was eating these foods that people say are healthy, but was actually killing my body's number one fat-burning, muscle-building hormone. And when I stopped eating these, my results went through the roof.
My whole life, I struggled with weight since elementary school. When you're overweight and you struggle with it your whole life, you already feel that everyone's looking at you. Everybody's excited to tell you when you look great, but nobody's there to tell you when you're overweight or when you may have health issues.
So according to...
From the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C.,
All right, Radio Land. This is your guy, the Tree Shaker, Michael Washington, right here out of Oklahoma City. You are listening to People Power Radio Show, the radio show that belongs to you. I am simply your host and with the most, but no more than that. I mean, I'm just a guest just like you are. All praise are due to the one supreme being that guides and guards us all. Okay. We're here with Brother Bomani here in South Carolina. He's talking to us about the Freedom and Justice Now movement. And we're talking about self-autonomy. We're talking about self-independence, self-aggrandizement. And we're talking about being able to break away and taking back our consent to be slaves here in the Western Hemisphere or in the diaspora, controlled by the powers that be, the very same people that enslaved us in bondage and refused to give us our reparations and recognize us as human beings. They're denying us education, food, travel, and they also killing us with that COVID-19 stuff. Come on, man. We everybody know about all that. We'll do that. That's not on for this show here, but we're going to talk about that probably in a couple of weeks. And we also want to let everybody know that we're here tonight with Brother Bomani. He's going to continue, if he would like to tell us a little bit more about his Freedom and Justice movement right now. And Brother Bomani, you got the show. Go on back and take it over for us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I wanted to point to an example of self-determination that's going on right now here in America, in Detroit. Right now, there is a move for self-determination that is organizing, galvanizing the population of Detroit as we speak. There's been demonstrations in Detroit for years about the quality of life and how the government has violated the population. Well, now we're no longer marching about it. We're no longer protesting about it the way we have been marching and protesting. Now we're organizing to march on City Hall in Detroit. We're organizing the people to take back their consent to be abused and misused by those who have taken office.
All right.
So we have to be aware of what's going on in Detroit because this is an opportunity for us to learn a very valuable lesson about living in the land of the free. But it only works if you're one of the brave. You have to be able to stand up and let them know that you do not consent to being ruled by public servants. That is a bad policy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that have the power to put people in authority to make policies that are for the benefit of the population. That's the only purpose of government, is to make policies that benefit the people, the population.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's not a government. It's a regime, a tyrannical regime.
Totalitarian
like that.
Government.
Yes, indeed.
Totalitarian.
And this is what we're dealing with is the oppressive system that has been imposed upon us. That, you know, they say it's how we should, you know, how we should move. You know, this is somebody else's idea, though. This is not self-determination. This is white supremacy. So if we don't want to be dominated by white supremacists, we must have our own system. Our own government, our own jurisdiction, our own security, our own banks, our own schools. We need our own. We have enough manpower, enough woman power to provide everything that we need. We only need to get ourselves organized.
Okay. So what steps would you suggest? And then I'm getting ready to cut on everybody's mics here just a little bit to where they can just weigh in and And, you know, because, like, you know how we usually get everybody's participation. And then, again, everybody, I want y'all to know that you direct your attention is not toward me, but I'll ask him some here and there. But Brother Bomani here, I mean, this is his time to shine, and we want him to shine with the respect and honor and dignity, because so far we know he's sharing the knowledge with us that a lot of us can use. So, again, I want to ask everybody to take a time out right now, and both Brother Bomani, and give us a little bit of suggestion on how we start it all off. In other words, I'm just a newcomer. I like what you're hearing. What do I need to do to join this Freedom and Justice Now movement?
To start by going to the website. That is,
okay, now where is that?
DetroitGov.us. That's www.DetroitGov.us. That's the perfect example for everybody to see how to go about asserting self-determination on a local level in your city, in your area.
Okay.
That's the example.
Okay.
And then you can go to that's www.fnjn.us. Now that's those who are open. www.fnjn.us.
Okay,
that's
we got it. I'll recite it again a little later. Okay.
That's the Freedom and Justice Now website. We have an opportunity to organize ourselves right now. This is the season for us to prepare. Spring is coming, and we need to be ready to move. We need to be ready to spring on the opportunities to govern ourselves ASAP.
Okay.
The mandates are coming. They're getting ready to shake things up like we've never seen them shaken up before. And we have to be in position to defend ourselves,
okay,
to protect ourselves.
So let me holler at the brother again from up there in Detroit, if you would. I don't mean to break you up, brother, but like I said, I got to get ready to take commercial in about 3 or 4 minutes. Brother, man, up there at 302, again, can you announce your name again for us?
Yes, my name is Daniel Guttridge, Sr., Human Rights Policy Officer and trustee for the People's Government of Detroit, Michigan. But I'm here in Philadelphia area. But I travel to Detroit wherever I'm needed.
Okay, now what I'm trying to say is, what are they doing up there in Philadelphia? Anytime you tell me about some space or whatever, I want to hear about them, brother, because I'm trying to see what we can do to help or whatever. So what's the deal up there in Philadelphia?
Well, right now we're focused on Detroit. This whole program is basically for the nationwide area, but we're focused on Detroit. So right now it's kind of quiet in Philly, but we do have supporters here. You know, they've got the information. But they're not moving as strongly as we are in Detroit, because that's where the main focus is, because we need one city. Once we get that one city, then we know the rest of the people will understand and see exactly what they can do, you know, in respect to self-determination. And this Freedom and Justice Now program, on top of the self-determination program, this is, you know, it's going to take it home. It's going to carry it all the way home, and we're willing to do anything, you know, to support anyone anywhere, but they have the blueprint now where they can really support themselves and get their people involved. That's what we're here for, to help the people to educate and understand what self-determination is, because they have turned the word self-determination into a condition, not an actual action movement.
Okay, brother. I mean, like I said, y'all got me so jittery. I can't sit still. I can't sit still because, like I said, brother, man, I mean, I am about freedom, justice, and equality for my people. Okay, let me tell y'all this here. I have been here, and I'm 64 years old, and since I've been here, I had personal visits, direct-handed Jim Crow violations committed against me. You little N boy, what are you doing out tonight? How are you doing the grade in your school? Don't you know we'll lock you up and put you away like we did your ancestors? I'm talking about people are talking to me like this, and these were police officers and things. So
I'm
trying to tell y'all, this is very – yeah, come on, what'd you say?
No, I said yes, sir.
Yeah, so because of that, they were able to get away with it because they had what you call the slave codes, the slave code of 1793. And because they had those codes out there, then you also had the Slave Fugitive Slave Act, meaning that if you – man, when I got to read and learn about all that old history, so what y'all doing in Detroit, man, is revolutionary, because what y'all doing is letting people see now that we can definitely be assertive if we would step out, have that courage and that wisdom and that fight and drive. Again, that determination.
Yes.
Am I on the right track?
Yes, yes, sir. We all have the right. All people have the right to self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely choose their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. And as Comrade Bumani said earlier, the United States only consists of 68 square miles of Washington, D.C. That's where their jurisdiction ends, in those 68 square miles. People don't realize that. We're in America. We're not in the United States if you're not in Washington,
okay.
D.C., so their jurisdiction really has no grounds.
Wow. I'll tell you what, brother, you hold that point because, you know, y'all start something with me. I'm going to take a commercial break right quick. And y'all trying to fight? We're going to fight tonight. Yeah, give me. I'll be right back.
Sir.
This is your People Power Radio. This is Brother Michael Washington, the Tree Shaker, right here in Oklahoma City. Well, the weather word is outside is 13, below zero here. Oh, my God, y'all trying to tell me that's really freezing. I'll be right back, so y'all hang with me for a little bit because we're having a good time tonight. Brother Bomani is our special host tonight, and he will be back as well with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm a former hedge fund manager who laid down his life for us, and Dr. King believed
make a resolution this year to stop depending on glasses and contacts. There's a breakthrough discovery that restores crystal clear 20/20 vision.
He believed in the moral conscience of the white man. Well, I'm here tonight at D&J to tell you that the white man ain't got no morals and he ain't got no conscience. Dr. King believed in civil rights. Well, I'm here to tell you that the white man ain't too civil and he ain't too right. Malcolm believed in human rights. I'm here to tell you that the white man ain't too human and he ain't too right. It makes no difference whether it's civil rights or human rights. You must weigh the circumstances surrounding the very origin of the white man into the world to then determine if he's capable of being civil. If he's capable of being human, this we must put on the scale of Maillard and give it the Maillardic weigh-in and see if it strikes the Maillardic balance. And if it does not strike the Maillardic balance, then we must make sure that we are not victims of history because it is written that he or she who does not learn the lessons of history is doomed to repeat them. 30 years ago, the prestigious, pristine presidential White House commission set up by Lyndon Baines Johnson, a redneck camel breath hunky from Texas, an outlaw from Texas, a gun-slinging outlaw from Texas. Lyndon Baines Johnson set up the Turner Commission, and the Turner Commission determined that America...
All right. I'll ask my brother Khaled Muhammad. He's up there speaking tonight. Again, we're back here with People Power Radio Show, where this is your show. We're doing it just for y'all. And we're letting you know that we are here tonight talking about the self-determination, self-aggrandizement, self-autonomy, independence here on the level of our blackness here in the United Snakes of America, which, again, is very true. And that's not just a statement I'm saying because I don't like these people, but their actions are speaking louder than words. Again, we're here with Brother Bomani, but before I do, we're going to go back with the brother who's in Philadelphia, but he's actually with the movement in Detroit. Go ahead, brother, man. Talk to me again, and let me see what's on your mind. You were saying something before I had to cut you off. I had to get back and come on. I'm back now. All right. Are you there? All right, Brother Bomani, go ahead and take over, and we'll catch him when he come back online. He obviously had to go do something right quick. So
yes,
talk to
indeed.
Me, Brother Bomani. What are we doing tonight?
We have to definitely give props to those who have been standing for us, those who are the advocates, those who are the activists, those who are consciously and socially awake enough to take political action. This is crucial. This is crucial to our well-being as a people, is that we understand the world in which we live in. You know, there's types of behavior that's appropriate and inappropriate. You know, it's appropriate for men who deal in men business, you know, to conversate on a level that men should conversate on, you know, and not be childlike and immature and playful and non-serious. We have to have, you know, an understanding of who we are as men. This is crucial to our people, because if our youth don't see good examples of to emulate, then it's likely that they will miss the mark. So these things that we're going to have to do for ourselves in order to promote what's in our best interest, which is why I wanted to share the code of conduct that we need to adopt. We need to adopt behaviors and actions that show respect and love for self and kind. We need to have order. We need to acknowledge the truth and agree to do that which is in the best interest of our kind, of our group, of our communities. And then we have to be determined. We have to be committed, because commitment is the key to progress and success.
Okay.
Especially when we're striving to evolve into a greater awareness and develop ourselves for our best interest instead of for the benefit of others. So it's with the code of conduct that we can change our social status, our condition on all levels. But it's definitely going to have to be some action taken. And the action that we're going to have to take is to withdraw our consent to be governed by the present administration.
That's why I was at. That's why I said that. You said with
locally.
Okay, now, wait, one second. You said withdraw our consent from this government. Start right there again, because, again, you ran over a lot of people's heads. What do you mean consent? I mean, I thought they just took bulldoggers. What's going on?
It stated that the government gets its power to govern from the consent of the governed. You can't. People aren't going to go for somebody just coming in and putting it down. It's not going to last long. There's going to be resistance. There's going to be pushback. It has to be through consent of the people that one is governed. We're not governed. We're ruled. We're actually being sacrificed on the altar of white supremacy. And they're calling it, you know, our civic duty. So we have to make sure that we understand what's going on and take steps to secure ourselves and our property and our future. Without the awareness of our rights, we're in trouble. We won't know what's right and what's wrong. So it's crucial that we learn the basics, the human rights. That's a first step in building the foundation that we need to control, to govern, and to protect ourselves in our areas where we live, where we're the majority. We dictate ourselves, our policies. We don't have to depend on other people to provide security for us, to provide food for us. We can do all these things for ourselves.
All right. I agree. Okay. Yeah.
Now,
okay,
the issue is...
Okay, come on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The issue is actually getting things in order, getting organized, and actually tending to the business of administrating the goods and services that's needed by our people. We need the basics. We need food, clothing, shelter. We need health care, which encompasses education. And we need employment. We need to be doing things that are in our best interest. We don't need just work. We need to be employed doing what's in our best interest.
Okay.
So it's these things that are most beneficial for a people to have in order to enjoy a humane existence. Without such, we are racked by poverty, sickness, and things that will deteriorate our condition as a man or a woman, as a people.
Okay.
So that's why it's crucial that we have consent of our population. That means we need to go to our brothers and sisters and ask them, do you want freedom and justice from our historical oppressors? Are you happy with the way things are? Do you feel safe and secure with the institutions that are presently so-called governing us? And if you are, you know, if you're okay with the way things are, if you like the way things are going, if you feel safe and secure, then you know what? Well, there's nothing else to talk about. But if you're not satisfied with the way things are, if you're not happy and safe, and you don't feel safe, well, you have options. We don't have to just continue to just be on a bus headed to a direction we don't want to go. We can get off the bus and get our own bus.
Can I ask you a question? Why is it that we have a problem trusting our own inner circle for some reason? I mean, it's always like when you see one brother or sister trying to move out, trying to establish an independent existence in a community, trying to build it up. You have somebody always trying to cut you down, going back and informing on us and all this. What is the nature of that, brother? What's going on with that part there? If you can tell me. If you can't, anybody can answer that after that. It don't make a difference. Why are we always trying to hold each other?
That is a great
anybody
question.
Anybody can answer it. I mean, it don't matter. I'm asking Bo Money, but if he can, then somebody else come on with it.
Most definitely let somebody else answer that. But I have an idea.
Come on. That's what I'm saying. We all don't. None of us know exactly. We just, you know, throwing out what our opinions are. I'll throw mine out there in a minute, but I don't want to just encourage anybody about what I have to say. Let me hear from everybody out there.
My opinion is that I think our people have been socially engineered by the powers that be, and so they don't know any other direction but to follow instruction.
Now, who is this?
Queen X.
Can you identify yourself? Who is this?
This is Queen X.
Oh, Queen X. Go ahead, Queen X. Go ahead. Now, just finish what you were saying. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Thank you.
Like I said, they've been socially engineered by the powers that be. And so, and so many, you know, that they intersect that, you know, they're always continuing, you know, like you said. And that being said, the powers that be talk about themselves, then we can't follow the same mindset. We knock each other down themselves. You understand? So it's a mind thing. It's a cycle. What it is, in my opinion.
Boy, I mean, sound like a winner to me.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Queen X,
thank
you. Oh my goodness! Come on, you can still finish talking.
Yes,
I'll just, you know, when I hear the truth, I'll just get sparked. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's social conditioning, definitely. I agree with Sister all the way. They have engineered our state of mind. This hasn't just happened by chance. You know, this hasn't happened, you know, in a vacuum. There has been effort, concentrated effort, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every month, for years, for decades, for centuries, that has broken us down to where we are presently. You know, we have lacked a political empowerment plan for our people, as well as economic empowerment as a whole.
Okay.
So there are things that we can do that would serve us to redistribute the wealth, you know, and resources to our community.
Okay.
And we can do these things ourselves. We don't have to ask other people to do them for us. We just have to assert.
Mm-hmm.
We have to assert our power, our right, our natural ability to do for ourselves and protect each other.
Okay, yeah. All right. Now, see, all of y'all, oh, man, y'all so beautiful. Knowledge, it allows a person to get into their own atmosphere, travel in any direction when you come back to, but the point of our center always connects. Because y'all were exactly on point, both of you, Queen X and yourself. And then let me just put my spin on it as well, which is going to complement everything y'all just said. Now, when you go back to the historical perspective of it, you have to go back to the orientation of the slave master slave plantations, where they pitted against the father against the son, the mother against the daughter, the light skin against the dark skin. Okay, they had a format with an idiot by the name of Willie Lynch, who in Jamestown, Virginia, 1712, said, hey, y'all quit stringing these knickers up on these old poles and things. It'll wrong with rival y'all. So what you do, I got some in this little black bag of mine. Why don't we just show y'all how y'all can psychologically deprive these people to where they hate themselves, but they must always understand that they must always obey us, never argue back with us, and they must also feel and they're not it. They're nothing but idiots. Okay? So, yeah, come on. Come on, somebody. Come on. I hear you. Come on. Who is that?
And in these negotiations. And
I can barely hear something. Is somebody talking? Okay,
no,
anyhow,
bro,
let me get
sure
ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Why?
It was something, I heard something in the background. Okay, I thought about it saying something. All right, y'all, but anyhow, so you're all on point, y'all. We're going to have to reprogram that detrimental slave mentality that still exists in our systems today. The most important racism today, let me tell y'all, y'all might think I lost my mind. It isn't a white supremacist that we meet every day. It's that indoctrinated racism where your brother and sister discriminate against you and look just like you. Anytime you have the master, we already know what he's doing. I got another minute. I got to take a break, y'all. He already know what he's doing. But when you got a system within a system, your black folks like you who've gone through the same traumatic torture as you, who are going to come in and try to prevent you from moving forward and stepping up socially, economically, politically, well, and psychologically, then what we're saying then, y'all, is the master has done a great work. Master has done a great work because now he can sit back with his hand folded and say, see, we're not doing anything. They're doing it themselves. So I said this here to say, then I'm going to take a break. I said this here to say, y'all, until we can get rid of that pocket of people who want to interfere with our revolutionary stance, we're going nowhere fast. Let me say that, and I'm going to get back, and we're going to talk a little bit when I get back. This is People Power Radio, yours truly, Michael Washington, Baba with Tafa from Oklahoma City. We're doing it tonight. When we have special guests tonight, Brother Bomani and other wonderful guests that's going to be speaking with us when we get back. So y'all hang in because it's your show. Stay with us.
Now, black folks will be going into that underclass structure starting in about another 2 years. Once we go into it, we'll be locked and frozen in it by the year 2013 or 2010, that general time frame. You got, we got, all of us got about 2 years to either get our act together or hang it up. If we don't do some very specific things in that next two-year period, we will not get out of it, and winter's going to close on us. Now, what's going to drive us into this underclass structure? First of all, are the legacies of slavery and Jim Crowism. We're still bearing the burdens and the scars. They were never corrected. That's one of the failings of our leadership in this country. They had the nerve, the audacity, to let black folks suffer for 460 years. And at the end of the Civil Rights Movement, rather than going back and saying, let's find out what has happened to black folks for 460 years. Have they been psychologically, emotionally, politically, educationally damaged? Nobody spent 1 minute of time trying to figure out what had happened to black folk over all that period of time. So in the course of the Civil Rights Movement, at the end of it, they say, well, let's pretend that nothing has happened to them, that they were not injured, they were not hurt, and now let's go seek integration and pretend that we're all equal. Now, that is grossly unfair, because by that point in time, in about the 1966 period, whites have become economic giants in America. They own and control everything at that point in time. Black folks didn't own anything. Whites control almost 100% of all the wealth, the income, the privileges, the businesses, the resources, and all levels of government.
Hurt your mouth, man.
Blacks had nothing. Blacks were one-foot midgets. And they allowed us then to use integration to walk from our communities, from our ghettos, over in their communities, totally disarmed, not understanding anything, blind, naked, and then saying that you go and compete. Compete with what? And that's what's happening in South Africa right now, where you have black folk now who've been totally subjected to the most brutal form of legal and economic slavery around the world for almost 300 years in South Africa, where whites in South Africa control almost 100% of all the gold mines, the diamond mines, the chrome, the bauxite, the magnesium, the land, the businesses, the farms, the animals. And now in South Africa, they've been told that they are free.
Ooh, that's some Brother Deep. I don't know if y'all know Brother Claude Anderson or not. I got a lot of his tapes and books. And I just wanted y'all, I wanted to play that to y'all. Each time when I'm saying something like that, when I'm going off, I kind of already have an idea what I want to come back with. And so he's telling us about this economic block that we in the Western Hemisphere are experiencing as African Americans here. And we need to correct that, y'all, because we're going nowhere fast. Again, the majority of the white power structure has all the money. And until we straighten that out, we're going nowhere fast. Let me recognize, if I can, here, number 323-387. Who is that? I see you called in. Who is that? 323-387 number? I guess they may still not. That's different. Probably just participating. Don't want to speak. But you're fine. You don't have to. Okay, let's go back to Sister Tamiko. I know she's about her time. Hello?
That is my phone number. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my phone number. I don't know it.
Oh.
I'm just listening. I'm just a new phone. I just realized what you said. That's my phone number. Listen to the conversation, Greg. The post-traumatic stress disorder and them lying to us about the Bible. That's what started.
Okay.
They took the land, and they stole. The Bible's all about astrology. And that's when we went straight down.
So you're trying to say our beginnings, our downfalls begin with the Bible? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it did. Because the Bible is the allegory. And we went straight down. We bit it hook, line, and sinker. And then from there, our pastors shoved it down our throats with this rhetoric. And they pimped it.
Wow. Okay, now that's
and then
pretty
deep. People come down here and save us and save us and save us. And then these elders, they believed it. And they travels all down the road.
Uh-huh.
Martin Luther King. I was a Malcolm X girl. Everybody else
was
following Martin
Luther King.
Were?
Okay. Now, so what drove you to follow Brother Malcolm then? I mean, this is everybody's hour. Like, so you can take about 2 minutes, because then I'm going to go around the horn, because I'm getting ready to get that clothes out of you after that. So tell me about it. So
Malcolm,
you got 2 minutes. Tell me what. Go ahead.
Well, Malcolm, when he told the paper bag theory, and I'm a light-skinned female, and my last name is German. When I got ready to go into a job, and they were surprised to see there wasn't a white woman, but it was a light-skinned woman. I got the job every time.
I'm a Lotto. I got you. Go ahead.
And my last name is German, so it works every time. But they're shocked when they find it's a black light-skinned woman. They think automatically I'm a white German. So it definitely works. Take it back, Terry. Go ahead with your conversation. I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking. And, hey, please come back and see us again, because we're not finished yet. All right. Now, Sister Tamiko on there yet? You take about this time to really show out on us. I don't know. She may be still just listening in tonight. But, again, that's fine if she is. And let's go back to Scooby. Is that her? Go ahead, somebody. I thought that was her. All right. Now, it's 323-387 on the line, if you're not. Oh, are you? All right, let's go back to our sister here. Okay, go ahead.
Did you say 7058?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's my phone number. My name is Gail.
Okay, you want to speak to her, Gail?
No, I just did.
This is your show.
Oh, boy, no, it's not.
I mean, it's your show. You don't have no right or wrong here, because, like I said, we're not here to try to bite your head off. Go ahead.
I'm just, right now, my fight is against COVID-19 and the vaccine, and that's how they're taking away our civil rights. COVID don't...
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do something on that next week if you want to. I mean, because, like I said, we can incorporate it on a whole lot of things. I told y'all, y'all just have to tell me what you want to hear, because that's all I do is put on what y'all want the topic to be about. But, again, we thank you for tuning in. Hope you tune in next week with us, because we're going to talk about COVID-19, several other revolutionary things, and we usually try and do a back-to-back conversation when we start one anyway. So definitely we have room for that. Thank you so much, and continue to join us. All right, now we can't go back to Brother Bomani. Brother Bomani, talk to me a minute. Take about your 2.5, because I'm always going to give you the last shot anyway, the parting shot. So you still have a little bit after this anyway, but go ahead on. Talk to me. What's up?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to work on our own scripts, things that we need to focus on instead of what other people are striving to direct us to focus on. You know, the sister was right, the COVID situation. They've been standing in the flames of fear for the last 2 years, you know, to direct the people's energy. You know, this is a psychological attack that they're doing on our people, more so than anything. They're fanning the flames of fear, and that will kill just like a weapon will. That's weaponizing the news. They've taken these things and they've conditioned them. So now we're expecting sickness. So this is where, and we already have a lot of pre-existing conditions that make us more susceptible to illnesses. So this has been a plan to genocide our community, our people. This is a diabolical plan that they have schemed up and that they're now putting into effect. And if we don't do something to resist, we're going to be wiped out. They're going to continue to come up with new variants and try to subject us to their treatments. We definitely need to have our own everything to provide security and aid for our people.
You know what? I like what you're saying, brother. Let me tell a lot of people don't understand this here. See, when you say democracy, y'all got to realize, brother, we had all of this before it was brought to the Western Hemisphere. Man, we had democracy. We were embalming our own dead. We were stargazers. We had a connection to the sun, moon, and stars. You know, we were, in other words, they try to say that voodoo is bad. I mean, man, we had ancestors who killed people with voodoo and all this here, but they made it bad. Why? When they adopted the Christian religion. That's when it became bad, because of the development. It was totally fine.
The quality of your communication is going down, big bro. I can barely understand you.
Oh, yo, did you?
It's an adjustment you can make.
Is it better?
It sounds like you're underwater.
Yeah, my voice coming out.
I can barely understand what you're saying. You're breaking up pretty bad.
Okay, well, I'm going to somebody else take over. I'm going to take a station break. I'm trying to find out what the world's going on here, and I'll get back with y'all in a minute. Going into our underclass structure, going to be seven converging factors going to push it. To get my little summary up. One, we're going to have an increased amount of conservatism in the country, and I'm going to talk about conservatism in a few minutes. Two, we're going to have a massive, unending influx of immigrants into the country. They're going to push us down. We have been the number two population in America now for over 460 years. We're going to get food going down to number three. When are we going to go down to number three? We're going to go down to number three in less than 2 years. Now, when I wrote my book, numbers about 4 or 5 years ago, Hispanics at that time were 9% of the population. They've now moved in 6 years from 9% up to 11%. Blacks were 12.3% 6 years ago. They're still at 12.3%. Now you got a Hispanics at 11 and blacks at 12.3. According to the Census Bureau, 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., they anticipate Hispanics passing blacks right on time, as I had predicted. Now, Wall Street Journal, left-hand column 2 weeks ago, on the left-hand side of the page, I can send it to you if you want, it says that when Hispanics passed black people, at that time, the whole political structure would shift gears. There'd be a power shift.
Ooh, y'all, man, that is some scary stuff. Now, y'all, we're decreasing in population. Can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear.
Am I clear now?
Loud and clear.
Okay,
loud
good.
And clear.
Good. Okay, y'all, as y'all see, this is scary, man. I mean, we are decreasing in our population. We're decreasing in our economic importance. We're not giving reparations. And I heard Sister Queen talking pretty much powerful message while ago, Queen X. Go ahead, Queen X. I'm not letting you get away that easy because you kind of inspired me a while ago. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Well, I can just, you know, add to what you're saying. Some of it was broken up, you know. But as far as, you know, like the theories and the problems that we know we have and the solutions that we try to come up with and everything, you know, in that aspect, I think that one thing that we need to do is build our political structure, you know, ourselves, the people. You know what I'm saying? And for one thing that I was some thought to was, you know, possibly like, you know, they have on the, when they have the voting for the president and so forth, you know, they give us, what, three choices. You're either Democratic, Republican, or you're independent, right?
Uh-huh.
So why don't we just put the people on the ballot and let the people vote?
Ooh, I like it. I don't have a problem
like
with it. Keep
too.
Going. I like it.
Just, we got to power with power. You understand what I'm saying? So the power that we do have as the people, we need to exercise that power. Put that power on the damn ballot. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
And
I believe it.
Not that way.
Oh. But why do we not do it? I mean,
yes,
that sounds great. Why can we haven't done it yet?
We didn't have
the technology. I thought of it. You know what I'm saying? So I know I'm quite sure I'm not the only one that thought of it, but it's never been executed. So we need to execute.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you're not the only one, but still we haven't done it.
Exactly.
So what,
we need to do it now.
Why we
need to get this. We need to get it started. We need to get it started. We got to know that the powers that they do have, that they vote is their power, and they can use that power as the people. Not doing what's already in the system. Not the Democrats, the Republicans, and the independents, none of that stuff. We're talking about the people get put on the ballot and let the people vote for the people.
I got you. That's why, I love it. That's so revolutionary, though. But, you know, these capitalists, these so-called eugenics, they're not going to go for that movement like that there because they would have to basically, in reality, if they let the ex-convicts vote, if they let the illiterate or whatever, all those people and actually got educated and knowing how to go to the polls, they would be wiped totally out. That's why we have to understand, I agree with what you're saying, I like that, but I believe if we could get our own black elected official or even on a ballot to become a president without, like, say, any one of the parties, because if you go in those parties, you're going to be controlled by that particular party. You're not going to be able to do what you want. That's bottom line, you know.
A representative of the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A representative of the people.
Mm-hmm.
It could be established as that, you know?
Yeah.
And then
I'll work with that.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what, y'all done started something here. We're going to do something a little bit on black elected officials next week. Since you want to start something, Queen X, I ain't scared of you, by the way. No, let me.
Right.
Okay, so black elected officials, y'all, this is going to be a runoff to what we're doing tonight, so we're just going to add the things in what the brother Bomani was talking about, but also we're going to keep it on the strength of black elected officials because a number of us, we have enough people, we have millions of us, there's 40 million of us on here in Oklahoma, in the United States, and we should be a black candidate running every doggone time. I don't give a doggone if you think you can't win. We're going to push you over the hump because watch this here. The black votes that it took Biden to get over the hump with, we could have taken it away and put it on our own candidate.
Exactly.
That,
everybody
totally
knows it.
The intelligence of math. We don't have the math to play that game. We don't have the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We should stop playing that game. That's a waste of our time, energy, and effort to vote in somebody else's system where they dominate. That's a losing position every time. We don't even need to think about that anymore. It's been proven not to have worked for us for decades.
Okay.
And for us to do that again shows a sign of insanity. We can't do that anymore. We can't show our children that we're crazy. They already have a problem trusting us because we've already been telling them lies about Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and people dying
man.
For us.
Come on. Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to live for us. We're going to have to understand the truth of things and take stands as adults, not children.
Okay. So let me say this, y'all, because I got about 3 minutes here, but I want to let y'all know, y'all brothers and sisters, come on back next week, and what we're going to do, we do it every Saturday, We're going to talk a little bit more about the Freedom and Now, Freedom and Justice Now movement, and we're going to talk about why we don't have black elected officials. And we got plenty of us, that's like, say, 40 million of us. Why don't we have a candidate on the ballot every time the presidency comes up?
We don't have our own system is the question, not the election. We need our own system. We don't need to participate in their farce anymore. If we do, we're going to keep getting what we've been getting.
Yeah.
The question is why we don't
okay.
have
well,
our
no,
own system.
Well, I'm trying to say, regardless of, We're going to really develop that point right there, what you said, brother. I'm going to make sure I have a note of that so we can definitely say our own system, our own presidential system. Let me write that down so I want to make sure that's number one point when I open the show next week. All right.
Our
so,
own local and national elections. Yes, our own local and national elections, most definitely.
Okay, hold on. Yep. Oh, nationally, let me write it down. Go ahead, sister. I'm listening. A national and local election. Okay.
That's what needs to be done. I mean, you know what I'm
saying?
It
makes sense to me.
We have to do something.
Definitely.
We don't have a lot of
We don't have a lot of time either. You know, so we got to start getting it together. Definitely. Amen. All right. So, y'all, let me take a little bit of more time here, and after this, give me about 3 minutes, and then after the show go off the air, we'll still have a little bit more time to talk. We usually try to take advantage of about 15 to 20 minutes, that's those who want to, but I don't just want us to just kick it when the show's going on. I want us to be off the air. And then if we have to say some things that maybe would not be, would be sensitive to the listeners' ears or
can
what have you. I mean,
know,
it's always good, you know, to let them know what's going on.
Can you let the people know the website
righty,
address?
Y'all. Yeah, now come back to the website. Okay, now let's go back to those two you just said. Go ahead, brother. Give me those two websites again. Everybody listen now. This is for you.
Yes, indeed. The first one that we want you to go to is www.detroitgov.us. That's www.detroitgov.us. Now, that is an example of self-determination in action right now.
Okay, bro, come on. I got you. I'm almost out of time.
Then you go to www.fnj.us, and that's to join the Freedom and Justice Now movement. Also, we ask that you go to www.ourpsn.com. That's
all right,
so
with that, y'all have to get up out here. I've got to cut you off, brother. I got to get up out of here right now. Okay, I don't mean out here. I have to get off here. I've got a minute and a half left. So let me say this here. We want to thank our special guest tonight, our co-host, Brother Bomani from South Carolina. Brother, you were outstanding. And we also want to thank Queen's X and all the other brothers and sisters who listened in. This is your People Power Radio Show. I'm Simple Again, the host with the most. Baba Wetafa, Father of Nations, right here in Oklahoma City. I'm here, yours truly. Again, we want to put your discussions on there. If you want us to put it on, y'all just let us know because, like I said, it's all about you. And I got about 60 seconds here, y'all, so let me continue to say as well, next week we're going to be talking about, we're going to do a runoff on tonight's program, and we're going to add to our national and local need for an independent black nation and have black candidates now challenging the three major political parties here in the United States. We have the independent, the Democratic and Republican parties. So again, y'all think that's a great idea to me because as we have seen, as African Americans here in the Western Hemisphere, we're not going to be protected by the wicked institutions that are exemplary of white supremacist activities and practices. We know that the Southern Democrats were the ones who basically took every right that we had in the beginning, and we know when we went up to the North, the Northern whites did the same thing. So, again, y'all, we're going to say thank you. I'm getting ready to get off the air. However, we still, those of you who want to stay on the air for about 15 minutes, we have a little bit of time after that. Everybody be blessed, and y'all have a great night. Thank y'all so much. All right, for those of you, we're off the air, y'all, but we're still on. So those of y'all who's got something you want to say, this is y'all time really now. And I'm just going to turn everybody's mic on, and we can go from there. All right, anybody that's got something they want to say, go ahead. I mean, tell me what y'all thought about the program tonight and what we can do to improve it and what other ideas you may have for after this, after next week. You know, this is y'all's time to shine.
Well, definitely wouldn't be any contest between the Democrats and Republicans because they're going to be two, well, for our political platform, they won't even be involved in the conversation. There will be no debate. There will be no runoff elections. They won't even get a ballot. This is strictly for our people. This isn't for anybody else.
No, that's what I'm telling you. I just told you. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. They can't
between,
run on without.
It won't be between Republicans and Democrats. That's what I'm saying. That won't even be a
brother, man, if you – I understand that. That's why I just said we're going up against the Independent Party, the Democratic Party, and Republican Party. So, therefore, we're separate from those parties because they're numbered white racist regimes designed to conquer us and keep us controlled, because if you were one of those systems, you got to play by their rules. Because when you say you want to be a part of it, you're still playing by their rules unnecessarily. You know what I mean? So, no. So, we definitely don't want to – oh, no. So, you're absolutely right. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we don't want no more of the same old, same old.
No, no. Y'all go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm trying to see here what I got to watch. What's going on here? All right, go ahead. Yeah, so I think, like I said, we're on the right track, y'all, but we have to really just man our resources now. You know, we're going to have economic support. We're going to have to be having billboards and stuff out, man. We have to have radio time bigger than just tonight's program. We're going to have newspapers and things behind us. You know, we got to get with our black elected officials. We got to get with our black news media and radio personalities and entertainers and things of this nature, y'all, because we can't do it alone. I mean, we weren't here sent on this earth to do it alone, you know. So to get them people away from that washed-out mentality that they're on, oh, man, that's a headache. How do we do that, y'all? Somebody talk to me on that. I don't know everything.
Well,
I'm
here next.
She gone?
Yes, no, I'm right here. I think what you said is right and exact. You know, we need to really stay on it and, like, really get the word out. You know, billboards, whatever way we can get the word out to the people, we need to do that ASAP. You know, we can't wait until tomorrow. But, you know, we really got to start right now. We should have been so many yesterdays ago. But we've got a discussion right now. We need to follow through on that. We really need to follow through on that and hold each other accountable, because it is our duty and our responsibility to make sure that we live better lives and not outside of that.
Amen, sister. Oh, man. You know, we need to grow up in a society where our kids can grow up feeling protected, you know, got the right security forces around them and, you know, right education. We'll teach our own. We don't need y'all's white supremacist schools no more. We don't need y'all law and y'all libraries no damn more. We don't need y'all's courts anymore. We don't need y'all's school or education. Man, now hell with that. You know, you're teaching our kids to be unlawful when they get home, you know, to defy you and taking away the rights of the parents to whoop their kids and all this. Well, in our system, we'll be able to whoop our kids and let them know, hey, man, you bad here, and go in and call your police if you want to. You got a brother like you running it now. You know, and so those
that's
kind of things, now that whooping ain't never hurt anybody. I mean, I'm going to tell y'all something. When I was growing up, boy, I used to be scared of them old tweeted switches and all that stuff there. But, boy, like I said, when I got to, I might be mad at mama for a minute, but that was the best loving I got because she said, boy, it's going to hurt me more than hurt you. Well, I'm telling you that mother's love is like that because she fears what's going to happen. Go ahead, sister. She fears what's going to happen if you don't give it to you.
Yeah, that's what a mother does. A mother's a nurturer. You know what I'm saying? She's going to make sure you do right by it if necessary. You know,
that's what
women do. And, you know, a lot of women stand strong today because they know. By nature, they know. You know what I'm saying? And so to just get this thing rolling is really important. It's imperative that we do this ASAP. I mean, we can sit here and discuss it, but we got to put it into action. We have to be assertive about this. You know, it has to be action involved on everybody that, you know, consider revolutionary. Everybody wants to see the change. Everybody wants to see their independence. They want to be liberated.
Yes.
We have to get on things and get on the bullhorn and let it be known. We're not taking this crap no more.
Ooh,
no, that's
you know what? You know what? I like what you said, sister. So what we'll do to prior, now watch this here. I'm gonna see how many yes we got. Prior to our next Saturday meeting, let's do a Zoom call around Wednesday or Thursday so people can know what they're getting ready to go into. Because people can see your voices and see your faces, you know what I mean? I like to kind of see a first face every now and then to kind of get that feel about what we're dealing with. I mean, if that's agreeable with everybody else, I mean, that's fine. I can't do the Zoom because, like I said, I'll be done put an XYO going all that. I mean, I ain't no good and all that stuff. But if somebody can set it up, I'll definitely be a part of it because if we're going to be real, y'all, we got to sacrifice a little bit to gain a whole lot. You know, so I don't think these 2 days is too much. I mean, we got to all the rest of the days to do what we need. So if anybody
well,
can get it. Go ahead, sister. What did you say now?
I said Queen X is in. I'm willing
to. Okay, Queen X. Good. Good. All right.
Yeah.
Brother Bomani, I mean, you know how to fix all that up, man. How you do that? I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Yes, I believe we have the access for the Zoom. I just have to check, make sure that I still got the password. But, yeah, we can set that up for, I don't know what.
We got Tuesday. To do this, y'all, because, like I said, we're talking about it. Let's be about it. We got to do it.
Tuesday at 9 Eastern?
Yeah.
Tuesday at 9 Eastern?
Okay.
Yeah. Tuesday at 9 Eastern sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
Tuesday at 9 Eastern.
All right, brother. You said sounds good, too. Okay, good. All right. So that's four of us so far. Let me see. I'm sure others will be coming.
We're
going
to have an event. That's what the real business is. We're going to have to get event-oriented and make sure that we have a platform that people are drawn to.
Okay, brother, that's the purpose for getting together, brother, so we can see what we need to do. Bring your ideas to the table at that time. That's what. Then we write notes down and all that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Done.
Then
so
we'll go by with our what our results are. That's Saturday. Think this is what we did Tuesday. Bing, bing, bing. Okay, who want to come? You know what I mean? So Tuesday at 8.
Do you have my information already?
Let me get your information, too, sister, when you get a minute. I have your phone number, but do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, my
Queen
Facebook
X?
Page
okay.
is, no, it's not Queen X.
Oh, okay.
My Facebook page.
You can talk about that off the air. You want to keep certain things off the air. You know, it makes it a little harder for them to come.
So that's what I wanted to say, Bonnie. Do you have my email that you can send to the brother?
I can forward the information, yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, y'all, so you're right. I like that. We're going to do some email campaigning and all that. Let me write that note down, email campaign. I like that. I didn't have that idea, but you said it, so I'm going to remember the email campaign. I told y'all I'll be doing so doggone much that if y'all don't help me out, I can't remember a lot of stuff. So, okay, just like y'all gave me an idea about the national and local independent political black political party. See, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't try to pretend I know it all. But if y'all give me something, I'm going to run with it. Okay, so email campaign and letter writing campaign. All right, let's see. Yeah, y'all, we need to do this because, like I said, we got more and more people. Like I said, tonight we had about all 50 states who chimed in. You know, Detroit, Philadelphia, Maryland, Colorado. I just can't name them all like that, but the lines are lighting up. Oh, yeah, there's been, at first when we started off, people were just, man, that's clown show what's going on. When they see that we mean in business and we talking about the same stuff that they're going through daily, they say, oh, no, these people for real over here. So, again, okay. Go ahead, sister. I'm just saying, I'm just rumbling now. Okay, political.
No, I'm saying most definitely, you know, we real over here. And people got to know it.
Yeah, and one little sister that you'll definitely love to meet, she's with the Fred Hampton Gun Club advocate. She's usually on with us tonight. She obviously had something to do because she's usually with us. And she'll definitely be down for what we want to do tonight. For Tuesday, Tuesday, y'all, 8 o'clock. And, Bomani, you said you're going to see whether you can do the Zoom. And if you can, we'll probably get somebody else to do it. Probably let us know Monday if you can. If you can't, then we'll try to get somebody else to do it because we definitely need to work out the kinks, y'all. Like I said, if I do it, we definitely ain't going to never get it, you know. So
can we get a set time for the Zoom? Because it was said at 9 and someone else said 8. What
he said 8
for
the Zoom.
Eight Central. Yeah, like what we're doing tonight.
Sir.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we got that. And listen, everybody, listen carefully. Let me have the flow just a second. Every one of you, I want y'all to bring at least 3 areas. I don't care if we mimic and say the same doggone thing. I need 3 areas that you feel is most important to you. And then once we develop it, we'll do it in a democratic vote. 5 say yay, 2 say nay. Sorry, nay, you lost. You know what I mean? So we have to really be serious as to it, just y'all. I mean, can't nobody get mad if it don't get adopted or whatever. We might want to throw a chair. But this is what democracy is all about, brother. We're going to carefully examine everything. So each one of y'all, what you can, 3 dynamic areas. I don't care if you say we need to turn flips or whatever the case is. I don't want to influence you what to say, and don't talk to anybody else about it. Let it be a shock and surprise to everybody. So when we meet Tuesday, well, brother, this is what I came up with. Yes, sister, this is what I came up with. Okay, boom, boom, boom. Okay, then we take our notes. Then we take it on our program for Saturday and let them know that this is the progress. And what this shows is that we mean business. We developed it like we said we're going to do tonight, and we acted on it. Words without actions are nothing. I'm sure all of y'all know that. Words aren't trust, actions
are.
So we've developed it. Let's get it together. Y'all go ahead and get the floor. And that's all I wanted to say. Now, I ran my big mouth long enough, so yeah, I'll be at it all day long from 6 in the morning to now. All righty. Okay, so we got
you're the
that. Hoes with the most. I like that. I stole that from somebody. I don't know. I ain't going to tell him no on who I gave it. He ain't going to get it back. But since Queen this is X, Queen X, this is great. If you don't mind, I mean, Queen X, I mean, are you with the Nation of Islam or somebody? I mean, if you don't have to answer if you want to. Just a question I got.
I'm with the government of the Republic of New Africa.
Really?
A human rights policy officer, yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you know this one brother they call, oh, my God, right on the tip of my tongue, Osei, Brother Osei?
Yeah.
I don't know him, but oh, you know him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I've heard of him. Oh, man, y'all, I tell you, we got the roots connections already. And I'm going to try to get with a few other people. And let's just do this, y'all. I mean, let's get down. Let's go through the grassroots. As Malcolm X said, let's get to the grassroots of our problem and see if we can solve some issues here. So now tell me if anybody else is out there, y'all talk to me about what we need or what's going on. I mean, how's your brand-new year going so far? You know, mine has been, like I said, very advantageous. It's been very active. I mean, you know, I've been writing on my computer all day long, and I'm writing a book, by the way. It exposes the massive incarceration, in which we'll do that the week after. And, you know, it's just stuff like that's where I'm at, y'all. I'm writing another book called Why Me Buffer Cool Breeze for Prison. You know, how they target the African-American men, women, and children, especially how we've been trampled and dogged out doing, and after the Civil War, I mean, things got worse for us than before. You know, so
yeah.
With the passage of laws that's designed to cripple us and keep us confined and incarcerated. Oh, man, y'all got some serious stuff, good stuff here, you know. So I'm sure y'all all up on the subject matter, so. That's what we want to do, man. It's educating each other. I mean, I've learned something from every one of y'all tonight. I mean, see, I didn't lie to you. I told you about the email idea, about the political, having a black party and the independent of the independent and political Democratic and Republican parties and things. So, again, I learned and I run with it. And, matter of fact, if y'all don't keep up with me, I'm going to tell everybody I started it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you get me. I love being around people like as if I've been knowing you all my life because that's the camaraderie.
Oh, yeah.
You have to feel that.
Yeah. You feel like family, bro.
You're talking to me. Go ahead. I hear you say
no,
go
I
ahead,
said Queen. We are family.
Amen.
I said we
amen.
Are.
Amen. Hey, oh. Yes, amen.
Indeed.
Oh, man. Y'all showing out tonight. Boy, this is great. You know what? This can be the mark of a great, material, relevant set of circumstances, y'all. Because watch this here. We already found a committee in every state now. Can y'all think about that? I was talking, my whole point was to try and get at least one member, two or more, it don't make a difference, at least one member in every state, and we come together at least once a month to collectively, in and of itself, and create policies and procedures for how best to construct or carry out our functions. In other words, you mess with one brother or sister in one state, you got to deal with all of us. We're going to ride on you, whatever we need to do. You know what I mean? Because
exactly.
There's kind of explosion that. Go ahead.
We definitely
go ahead,
need
brother.
To get organized. That's the toughest part. Because once that's done, once we're organized, we can begin to oil the parts that need to be oiled. You know, we can start running things. We have to have positions filled.
We have to have
security.
There you go.
You know,
these
things have to be discussed. They have to be talked about. They have to be agreed upon. You have to have a meeting of the minds. That's first order business.
There it is. I told you, just like voting, brother, I mean, you can't get any other conclusion without it. because everybody's going to want their opinion. Like I tell you, to be frank with you, yeah, you might want a hamburger, I want a damn hot dog. The point of the matter is, okay, if everybody wants a hot dog, then Michael, you just have to shut your doggone mouth and everybody will eat hot dogs. So what I'm trying to tell you is that once the vote comes in, you know where you can get around it. That's how you keep order, law and order, when you have rules and regulations. When you have rules and regulations, everybody should both be able to accept it, whether you don't like it or whatever, as long as it's going down the same objective and that we set, then we need to try to, you know, motivate it and materialize it. You know, so again, y'all, if we get that understanding in mind, we can't go wrong. You know, just sacrifice. It's going to take some sacrifices, y'all, because, like I said, this country didn't become a country just by whim. You know, it became a country because the people plotted, planned, sat down, and orchestrated, tore down, build up, you know what I mean, wrote policies and procedures. and then it got a so-called document called the United States Constitution. Yeah, they rolled up where they said to hell with what we thought. It's there whether you like it or not, you know. So
yeah,
we got to do the same thing. Here's it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we can do it, man. Yeah, we can do it. I mean, just, you know, we sit back and trust. You know, go ahead. What do you say?
We can do it. They'll do it.
Do I need to say that, please?
Yes, we shall. Yes, we shall.
It is motivation, y'all. Okay, y'all, I'm getting ready to close my crystal can out. Yeah, they keep buzzing. So let me get up out of here, y'all. It's been blessed, and I'll look forward to talking to y'all this coming Tuesday. And please keep me in your prayers, and I'll keep you in mind. And let's do this thing, man. Ain't nothing to do it but to do it. Anybody can stop us but us. May the Lord bless and keep you. Peace out. May Allah's voice to shine upon you. Y'all take tonight. Take care now, everybody. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Salute.
Salute.